Today's daf, Daf Kuf Lametes, we're up to the second line. Tanya Rabbi Yossi ben Elisha Imer. Im ra'ita dor, shetzarot rabot ba'ot alav, tseyuv dok b'dayanei Yisrael. If you find a generation that's having terrible problems, it's because of the dayanim. Shekol poranut sheba'al olam, lo ba'al b'shvil dayanei Yisrael. All the worst things that happen in the world happen because of dayanim that don't know what they're doing, and they're mekabel either direct shochad or political shochad or all types of things like that. Shineemar, Shimuna zot roshei Beit Yaakov uktzinei Beit Yisrael hamata'avim mishpat v'tkol ha'yishara ya'akoshu. So says Micha. The ones, the ketzinei, the leaders of Beit Yisrael who pervert justice and everything that is straight, they twist. Unet Zion bedamim v'Yerushalayim be'avla, building Zion in blood and Yerushalayim out of disgusting things. Rosha b'shochad yishpotu v'chohaneh b'mechir yoru neviyah b'chesev yiksomu v'al Hashem yishayinu. Of course, they all say, no, it's all Hashem Shamayim, al Hashem b'kebenu lo tavoh alinu ra'a, God is with us, hakol b'seder. Rishayim ein, al Hashetolu b'tchonam b'mi shamar v'yah olam. It doesn't help to say al Hashem yishayinu, they're still the same Rishayim. They have bitochen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. Lefichach mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem shalosh poranut keneged shalosh averot shebiyadam. And therefore, keneged these three specific mentioned averot that they take shochad, b'shochad yishpotu, b'mechir yoru, so they have negiyut in the hora'ah, and the neviim b'kesev yiksomo, those are the three things that are the mentioned over here as separate chata'im. So the Puranot are also three separate Puranot are mentioned. Lachain biglalchem. So because of you, continues Micha, Tzion, Tzion sadete charesh v'Yerushalayim in tiyev arabayit levamot yar. So those are three, viewed as three separate things. That Tzion will be sade, Yerushalayim will be a churva, and harabayit will become like a Bamod Ya'ar forest. Fi'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'asher shkinato yisola shi'yichalu shoftim v'shotrim ra'im mi'Yisrael. And the truth is that there is no chance that the Shekhinah will come back to Yisrael until we get rid of the shoftim and the shotrim from Yisrael that twist everything. Shnamer v'ashiva yaday alayach v'etzrof kivor sigayach, because we find, of course this is not from Micha, this is a famous haftor from Yishayahu, but we see that it says that etzrof kivor sigayach v'yasira kol b'dilayach v'yashiva shoftayach k'v'rishona v'yotzayach k'v'tchila. So in other words, the asira kol b'dilayach, b'dilayach means those who separate you, so speak from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There, first, it's a tzrof kibor siyarech, v'ashiva shoftayach k'varishona, v'yotzayach k'vatachila. So you see from here that after you get rid of that, then you'll have Yerushalayim restored. Omar Wula, probably the correct girsa here is not any Yerushalayim nifta, but rather like the Rambam brings the girsa, as do do many others in the Torah also, the girsa is ein Yisrael nifta, ela b'tzedakah. And that's, if you take a look at the Raya, it seems clear. Shenemar tzion b'mishpati padeh. So that's not tzedakah. It's shaveha b'tzedakah. With Yisrael, where they shovim to tzion, they're nifta b'tzedakah. But the year Yerushalayim itself is b'mishpati padeh. This is, of course, the famous machlokes, the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, about whether to say bonei berachem of Yerushalayim or bonei Yerushalayim. According to the Beis Yosef, there's even a tzad you're not yetziv, you say bonei berachem, but it's connected to the pasuk. It says Yerushalayim davka b'mishpat yipodeh. So we're saying berachamim is not the issue. The issue is the exact opposite. The issue is mishpat. The Ramah says the minhag is the maisa and Ashkenaz to say, in the end, the Beis Yosef is made of yetziv. But you know, yetziv b'diavad. But the Ramah says the minhag is, the Gra also didn't say it's Bnei Yerushalayim, not Bnei Berachem of Yerushalayim. However, there's many explanations for why it's not really a contradiction. Because, I mean, that Sion b'mishpat tipadeh may have to do with the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be makabel as mishpat, but the willingness to be makabel that is indeed itself berachamim. Or others learn that the rachamim is a reference to those who will survive in order to be part of the Yerushalayim, that b'mishpat tipadeh, and so on and so forth. But in any event, be aware that that makes the gears of change very significant. Because when it says over here, Yerushalayim niftala b'tzedaka, then that would be a steerer to the Psak of the Beis Yosef, because Yerushalayim is not niftala b'tzedaka. So in other words, if the Gemara is willing to say that, that Tziyam n'mishpat tipadeh is only one of various factors, you could already say Barachamim. But as I said, it seems that the correct Gersa, certainly the Rambam and the Torah that the Beis Yosef is being Samechon, doesn't say Yerushalayim, it says Yisrael, which is the pashtus of the meaning of the Pasuk. Omer of Papa, Ibatli Yehire, Ibatli Amgushi, Ibatli Dayane, Ibatli Gizirpati. If we could get rid of the Yehirim, the ones who, how would you say it, the stuck-up people, but the, it means the people, the high flyers. If we get rid of the high flyers, people who dress the way the jet setters dress and shoot around the world thinking that they're hot stuff. So then, Batle Amgushi, we'd get rid of the people. These Amgushi apparently is a reference to the bishops and the people who are Ma'era against Yisrael. In our times, be the newspaper editors and so on and so forth. Those who are Mesid Keneged Yisrael to destroy Yisrael. So it means that one is Keneged the other. And if we could get rid of these Dayanim that are worthless in Klal Yisrael, we'd get rid of the Beit Mishpat Olyon and so on and so forth, then we could get rid of the Gezirpati, who are the SS and the various secret police of the Umayyads that are constantly going out to destroy Yisrael. How do we see this? Ibatli, Yehire, Ibatli, Amgushi. Now we see from the Pasuk, Ve'etzrov kivor sigayich, and then it goes on. Sigayich is a Lashon Rashi says of Yishge Ma'od, something very choshev, keeps blowing up. Meblosach. And then it says, Asira ko bedilayich. Bedilayich can be understood as Loshon Havdalah. Those that cause Havdalah of Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their lies and with their phony reports and so on and so forth. So that we would get rid of if we could get rid of the Yehirim. The Batli Dayani Batli Gezirpati, get rid of these phony shoftim, and we could get rid of the Gezirpati of the newspapers. The Sira Hashem Mishpatecha, the Mishpatayich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of those who cause these Mishpatim that are useless. Pinoivech, we'd also get rid of your enemies. Omar Rav Melai Mishum Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon. My dechsiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk of Shavar Hashem Mater Shaim Shevet Moshlim? Who exactly is the Mate of Rishayim? Mate Rishayim is the staff of the Rishayim. Shevet is the stick they used to beat people. No.
The club.
The club, yeah. The club of the rulers. So this is referring to this. Shavar Hashem Mater Hashem refers to Dayanim that have become the makel l'chazaneihem. So you know, there's many gedolim are controlled by some two-bit people that decide who comes in, who goes out, how to present the cases. It's unfortunately the situation nowadays. So the dayan becomes now the club that is used by the chazan, who is supposed to be and they support them. So this guy, basically, he's the one that uses the influence. Godel chas v'shalom, there should be influence. But by playing along with this, he becomes now the staff of the chazan. So the one who's the mishamish, supposedly the mishamish of the Rebbe, is always the one that controls the whole thing. So that's the same thing as basically supporting them. So these are the dayanim that become the makel to those who use them. Shevet Moshlim. The Shevet refers more to, it's part of your ethnic groups. What does that mean? That's the Talmidei Chachamim shebemishpachot ha-dayanim. So they already use their influence, protection. So dayanim ha-chashem, so they use their protection. They get government grants for this particular kailal, that particular kailal. And they say it's all, of course, l'shem shamayim, v'ashem imanu, and so on and so forth. If we get rid of these guys, so then we have a chance. Amazing how things don't change. This is incredible. Mar Zutra Amar, who were the Shevet Moshlim? Elo Talmidei Chachamim shemelamdim hilchot tzibur ledayanei bur. These are Talmidei Chachamim that are willing to set up Dayanim schools. You know, there are Dayanim schools. You bring in people that are essentially boirim, in every sense of the word, but you teach them how to do things right. Obviously, 99% of the things that you do, you can't teach, because those are between the lines. They don't know what to ask, and they start thinking they know things, and they bask in themselves. And the end result is that you end up with Bor as a Dayan, Achrona Litzlan. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Malai, Misham Resh Lakish, Maya Dechsiv, Ki Kapechem, Negoalu Bedam. What is the meaning then in Yishayahu, later on, of your kaf, which is the palm of your hand? That's generally what you smear with shochad. So you got to smear the palm a little bit, right? So your palm is covered with blood. It's ba'otechem be'avon. Your fingers are coated with avon. Siftotechem dibru sheker. And l'shonchem avlateheges. So what is each of these things? Kapechem negoalo bedam, that refers to dayanim who accept the blood money, as we would call it, or they take money in exchange for paskening in particular ways. This doesn't mean openly and so on. It means you have, you know, negias, there's political influence. This guy's a big donor. You have to give into this a little bit. After all, the yeshiva won't survive unless you're willing to shmirzach a little bit. So that's shmir, that's what it means. Shmir, it's covered with shmirs. Your hands. My father Zatzal always said that's mamish, the whole nekuda of Avram Avinu, who rejects the money of Sodom. So that's the main point. If you, not a shoelace. People like you, I will not have any shaykhis with at all. No money, not a shoelace, no hano, don't want to have anything to do with you. Etzba'otechem ba'avon. What are the etzba'ot of the dayanim? Those who write the shtarot. So those are the sofrei ha-dayanim. The sofrei ha-dayanim already are putting into effect various shtarot that are full of phony things and so on and so forth. Siftotechem dibru shaker. These are the lawyers. Orchei ha-dayanim. It's all lies. And all they're trying to do is present the case not as it's real. They're not interested in what's true and what's not true. They're interested only in whatever it takes to get their client to win. L'shonchem avlateheget. That refers to the Baalei Dinim themselves. The Baalei Dinim are coming in, which they should be coming into a Beis Din in order to establish what is there rightly and what is not there. But as a person should have just as much interest in making sure that he loses a case that he's meant to lose, and that he shouldn't have money, chas v'shalom, in his rishus that doesn't belong to him. And instead, the Baalei Dinim come in order to win a case. So what they say and how they phrase it and so on and so forth, is this completely lies? V'yomer malai mishum Reb Yitzhak Magadla. I think Migdol is a place in Barnea's neighborhood, if I'm not mistaken. Not so much.
Is it
a Migdol? I don't know. You know where Migdol is, you don't know where Migdol is.
No, I do not know.
You don't know where Migdol is?
No. It's all, Migdol, yes.
Yeah, where? Where is Migdol? Huh? Thank you.
But is that the ancient?
Yes, that's the ancient, of course. All right, every Christian goes there to come to the town of Mary. Miyom Shepiresh Yosef Me'achav, lo ta'am ta'am yayin. Yosef HaTzadik separated himself from the pleasures of this world and never had himself a good toast. from the days that he had his trouble with his brothers. V'yachtivu l'kotkod nizir Echav. So he was a nozir because of Echav. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina omer, afein lo tamutam yayin. They also never drank. What are you making such a big thing for Yosef? T'chtiv v'yishtu v'yishkru imo. As Rashi brings, it says that they drank and they got drunk with him, which is mashba, but up until that time that never happened. So apparently they had also been careful because of the tragedy that affected them. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, that doesn't prove anything. Because over there it says Vayishkeru. All that that proves is they never got drunk until that day, but they still drank wine. So either shichru to the lohavi, but shtiya miyahavi, up until that day they also would drink. V'yomer of miloi, bischar v'ra'achav asamar b'libo, zachal choshen ha-mishpat alibo. And the final mimer here of Rabbi Miloi, all of these droshes have been for Rabbi Miloi, is that Aaron HaKohen was zoche to the choshen mishpat because of the simcha in his heart at seeing the success of his brother Moshe, instead of having any chas v'sholom kina. Shochu le b'nei baskar le levi. Now the b'nei baskar were not a particularly well-learned town or family, sent a number of questions to Levi. They asked him, kila mahu, is there any type of bed, canopy bed, that can be used? Kishuta b'karma mahu. And what is the din of a kashut in a kerem? Now, a kashut lechora is a growth on a bush, which is a fungus that they used for flavoring, would be put into shecher and so on and so forth. Now, the kashut itself doesn't really have roots. It draws its nutrition from the bush on which it's on. And so the shaila is whether that bush that I plant, I mean, there's many different ways actually of learning the sugya. But pashtus, we could say that the question is whether the bush itself has the din of a plant, in which case it's similar to kloyat kerem, or whether it's a tree. A tree, there's no din. The kashrut itself doesn't have roots bechlol, but it grows on a type of hig, on a bush. So the question is, does
it eat it?
It's flavoring. It's a type of mushroom, a type of fungus kind of thing. They used it in beer from other Gemara, it's clear.
So you have the kashrut, not the bush that grows on.
No, we're talking about the bush of the kashrut. Kashrut doesn't... Kashrut isn't planted. And the third question they ask is, mate b'yom tov mahu. What is the halacha about someone who dies on Yom Tov? Is he buried on Yom Tov? Do you ask goyim to bury him? What exactly do we do? Either Uzzah, on the way to Levi to ask the questions, Noch Nafshe to Levi. Levi was Nifter. So Shmuel, who was in the area, told Rav Menashia, look, Ichachima, if you're a smart guy, and you hold your up to taking the place of Levi and answering these questions, go send him an answer. Shlachluhu, so he sent them a rather strange answer. He sent them like this. As far as your question of Kila is concerned, Chazarno al kol tzidei Kila v'lo mitzayinu lo tzad heter. We've looked through all of the possible solutions for Kila. We can't find you a kosher canopy bed. Sorry. What do you mean? I mean, we know there's kosher canopy beds. I mean, we had yesterday Rami Bar Yecheskel's bed that has the canopy on a roller with a pull, and you pull out the canopy, and then it's kosher, we said. So what did he tell him? He can't find a kosher canopy. Mefishena b'nei tera. Yeah, well, these are guys, you give them a finger, they take a hand, you know? So you just got to tell it to them, there's no hope, give up on canopies. Try something else. Kishuta b'karma, as far as your second question was concerned, it's kelayim, irvuvia. Why do you say that? He should have answered them like Rabbi Tarfon, because since Rabbi Tarfon says kishut is in kelayim b'kerem, chachomim omrim it is kelayim b'kerem, and we have a standing psak that in chutz laretz, and b'nei bashkar were in chutz laretz, karmelon kolam mekel ba'aretz halacha kamoto v'chutz laretz, that when it comes to kelayim, we're mekel in Kilayim b'chutz l'aretz to go l'kula. So then he should have said k'shuta is mutter. Yeah, he should have, but they're not b'nei Torah. You know, you give them a finger, they take a hand. Boy, these guys should have had a better reputation. Machriz Rav, hi man, the boy, the Mizra, k'shuta b'karma, Lizra. Rav, on the other hand, was Machriz in his area. Somebody needs to plant k'shuta in his vineyard, go right ahead. Rav Amram Chassidah did not like that one little bit. In Mangid Aluya, he would curse anybody who went out and planted k'shuta in a keren. Tosva says it must be that in his area they weren't b'nei Torah, because why else would it, what's so bad to be semech on the p'sak of Rav? And Rav Misharshia, what he would do is he would pay a goyish kid a penny and would say, here, kid, do me a favor, go and plant this in the keren. So he wouldn't do it himself, but he would pay a goyish kid to do it. If he's paying a kid, I mean, he might as well take a Jewish kid. Like, why not be Mahana, a Jewish kid with a penny? So, Liten Le Latino Kisrael. No, Atila Misra. He didn't want the Jewish kid to get used to being Makil in Kilayim Bekerem. So the kid's not going to know this. That, So Mamele would give it to a goy. So if you're giving it to a goy, does it have to be a kid? Give it to an adult? So then, Liten Le Legodol Nachri. Because Asilech Lufei B'Yisrael, they're already, people could think, it's not okay, these are workers. It's not he's trying to get around the problem of Kilayim. So, okay, so apparently there's no problem. Yisrael could have also done it for him. And the Memela would have come already to a head. As far as the mace is concerned, Sholach lo mace, lo yitaskube lo yudain, v'lo armoin. No Jews should be busy with a corpse on Shabbos, not on Yontiv, not on Yontiv Rishon, not on Yontiv Sheni. Forget about it. Ain't it? That's the halacha. The Omer of Yudah Bar Shila, Omer of Asi, Uvda Havi Bebek Nishtad Ma'on, Yontiv Asomach L'Shabbos. There was a meiser where someone was nifter. This is in the Beit Knesset of Ma'on, Barnea. Louder.
Near Hebron. South of Hebron or Hebron Associates.
Thank you. There is now a Moshav in the area called
Ma'on.
Loud.
Moshav Ma'on is from the most advanced areas in the world.
There we go. Chavat Ma'on. Okay.
Seems stupid with that. What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The way the cows come in and they're milked.
The cows know all about how to register themselves on the computer. Each one has a little chip in its udder. You know, the udder.
Yep.
No, no, it's true. It's close to that. And so anyway, somebody died there in the Beit Knesset. It was a Yontav Somach L'Shabbos. I have to say that I'm not sure. Lo Yadana, I remember it's Yontav Somach L'Shabbos, but I don't remember if it's Somach L'Shabbos that Erev Shabbos was Yontav, or whether it was Yontav Somach L'Shabbos, then maybe Erev Yontav was Shabbos. I'm not sure if it comes out before Shabbos or after Shabbos, which are two different dinim, because over there, I mean, it could be if it was afterwards, meaning that the person had died the day before, so then, you know, it could be if he died on Shabbos, he was already standing there decaying for 30, 40 hours. I mean, maybe that's why they were matirit. Or maybe it's the other way around, because they knew that they wouldn't be able to be Isaac on Shabbos, and by the time they would be able to be Isaac, it would be a disaster, it wouldn't be covered on mace. I'm not sure how it worked. But the Maisa, they went and asked Rabbi Yochanan what to do. We also the came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, under these conditions, Yitasku b'hu amamin, get goyim to be Isaac in the maize, and Rava Paskin Bechlal, that maize beyond the Rishon, Yitasku b'hu amamin, that in general, a maize who dies on Shabbos, that was, and the next day is Yom Tov Rishon, so then you can have goyim, but a mace on Yontav Rishon now, and now it's Yontav Sheni, even a Yisrael can be Isaac in the mace. V'yafilu b'yontov sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. And even though we're machmer in certain things to say that the yontov sheni shel Rosh Hashanah is more chamur, namely when it comes to beitzah and olda, on yontov rishon of Rosh Hashanah remains asura the entire Rosh Hashanah. It's not suffik. We give it a din of kedusha v'yichta. But when it comes to the mace, it's certainly mutter also to cover the mace, even for Jews to be mishasek on Yom Tov Sheni. So why didn't he tell them that? Why did he just said forget about it? L'fisheinu b'nei Torah, the same issue. You tell these guys something, and they make a heter out of it. They end up being mezalzel and Yom Tov God only knows. And so Mimela, he wasn't moderate. We had exactly the same mice. I don't think you were in yeshiva yet. No, you were in yeshiva. Rav Lazar's father was nifter. On
Pesach.
Yeah, and the next day was the Yom Tov Sheni. And the question was whether they could bury him in Yisaskibo Yisroel. Mm-hmm. He wanted to fly and so on and so forth. Because Sheni B'nai Terah, Rav Moshe Paskin, that in general you have to hold today that Piskei Halachas get around, you have to be Chayish Bechlal, everybody's in him. In other words, everyone will hear, they'll end up being Mezalzel and not Matar at B'yamimelu. And so because of that, it was only Goyim, he wasn't able to fly. But that's...
So they did bury him?
Goyim buried him, but he couldn't get the funeral. Omer Eliyavin Baravuna, Omer of Chama Barguria, Misatef Adam Bekila, a person, speaking about Kila, could actually wrap himself in the canopy if he needs to run out and doesn't have a bathrobe, despite the fact that the Kila has kaskaseha. He could take it out along with the little extensions that are used to tie it on. So when you wrap yourself in it, I mean, what are you going to do with that? They hang down, basically. They're not serving any purposes. So you would think that that's called carrying on Shabbos, because what do I need? That's like they tie the label in the clothes. What do you need it for? Nonetheless, it could be Yetzilush Zerab and B'Shabbos, Veino Choshesh. You don't have to be worried to think that that's called carrying. Why is that? Maishna mid Ravuna? The Omer Ravuna Rava Yotzei B'Talit Sheinu Mitzuyetzet Ki Hilchata B'Shabbat. If you go out wearing a talit, let's say it's missing one of the corners of tzitzit. So now what are all those other tzitzit doing there? They're just hanging there for no purpose. So then he says, Enochinam, you're chayev achatas. So why is this any different? You have little hanging bands that are meant for tying and you're not using it at all. And says the Gemara, because tzitzit, legabe talit or choshev, they're not bottle. But the kaskasim, who cares? They are not chashev, and they are bottles. So the mail is something that we don't look at as being important in and of itself. Let's say the extra button that they sew on to pants, you know, in case a button falls off, or shirts, or labels, and so on and so forth. There's a bottle to the thing. As a matter of fact, the Tosis brings over here that one of the Balei HaTosfos would go out wearing, they used to wear belts that had garters on them. But he didn't use the garter to hold up his socks. He just used it as a belt. And he said to us, so he asked him, so what's the point? I mean, do we have these things hanging down to hold up your socks? It's Haitzah. He said, it's a Choshev. It's the same thing as the Kaskasim on the Kila. He brought a riot from this Gemara. I wired tzitzis more choshev. It's interesting, a number of approaches. Rashi says tzitzis are more choshev because they're tchelas. And tchelas is very valuable. Tosef says tzitzis is choshev, it's posh. It's nothing to do with what it's made of. It's because since you intend to complete the tzitzit, I mean, well, you're not going to stop throwing out. So to you, keeping these tzitzit is very important because you want now to make the fourth one okay. So Mamela is, it's not going to be bottle. You're thinking about it, and you're being shamed separately. Mamela, it couldn't be bottle.
Bottle is if you prefer
it. Yeah, it makes no nafkamina to me. It's just the way, that's the way Akila is. It comes with these things, new Mamela.
But the Talasi, I mean, he's also being bottle. I mean, shouldn't be going out with it because it doesn't sit at 4 points.
Well, on Shabbos, the question is, he can't make it anyway, so.
Therefore, you could go out.
I'm putting it on, and this is the whole shaila, whether if you're going to come to a matzah with your nainus and a mitzvah saseh, whether there's a problem. Because they're very often not kosher.
Yes.
For very good reason. 99% of the talis cottons are not really kosher. Everything about it. The sizes are no good. The design is no good. They can't. They're rove open. They don't have a din of a day. It's a lot of issue. They're mostly open. So the beget is bought. There's a lot of problems.
99%.
I would think so.
Okay. Yes.
Go into a store and see the. Take a look and take a look at the percentage. You like to buy a kosher? No, nowadays already they started being makbid on big shiurim on material that's chayev. Okay. Yeah. But that's okay. You know, if you're interested in exuding, you don't absorb. So. Okay. So anyway, so that's correct. So there are those who had a minig that on Shabbos you don't go out with a talis cotton because it's more kedai not to carry than to go through the motions of pretending to be wearing tzitzis. You know. I mean, that's a fact. People are not really, you know, they're way too small usually to have a din of a baguette. You'd never go out wearing them, you know. I mean, I dare you to go out without anything else on but your talis cotton. So, yeah. Omer Avavin, so because of that, there's an afkamina between these kaskasim and the tzitzit in this case. Omer Rabba Baravuna, Marim Adam, ala mashmeret b'yom tov litlot la rimonim v'tole bashmarim. There's no problem of pretending, according to the Rabbanan who hold, that you could use a mashmeret that was already up, but you can't put it up on Yontif. Ah. So, okay, I can't put it up. We said before, remember, the Lashon was Bishum Uvda the Chol. Not because of Ohel. We talked about that yesterday. The Pashat of Gemara is the Uvda the Chol. But the Uvda the Chol is the fact that I'm putting it up in order to do Sinun. But if I'm putting it up Stam, as a nice decorative way of holding my pomegranates, for instance. So then it becomes a pomegranate serving dish with a little napkin on top. Very pretty. Of course, then I could take out the pomegranates, and once it's up already, I could pour my wine through it. A Yiddish cup. So, but you can only do this if you actually do put in the pomegranates, says Rav Ashi. Om Rav Ashi, v'hu de tala ba rimonim. I mean, otherwise it's straight out fake out. Says the Gemara, well, what's so bad about a straight-out fake? I mean, ma'ishna mi'oda tanya, me'tilin shechar b'mo'ed l'tzorach ha'mo'ed, you're allowed to make beer on Yontav if you need beer. But shelo l'tzorach ha'mo'ed asur, and by the way, it doesn't matter what kind of beer. You could have the beer that they make in Bovol, shechar tamarim, date beer. You could have shechar sa'orim, which is our kind of beer. And the truth is, afal pishi yeshlem yashan, you may have plenty of old beer, but you want an opportunity to make some new beer? You know, to make some new beer. I mean, you can make pretend, you only want to drink from the chodesh. So okay, so make some new beer, and you drink a little bit of the new beer, you could. So, but it doesn't say over there that you have to do something bedavka to show that you won't use the old beer. Over there, nobody knows what kind of beer you have in your fridge. If they see you making beer, they figure this is the beer you need. But over here, certainly the norm of putting up a mashmeret is not as a pomegranate serving dish. So if you do that, people might get a little suspicious. So therefore, you'd want to put in your pomegranates before you use it as a mashmeret. Omulei Rabbonim L'Ravashi. Hey, sir, take a look at this Talmud Chochem over here. They call him Rav Huna bar Rabbi Chiyon. Some say Rav Huna bar Rabbi Chalvan. Anyway, he does all kinds of very, very iffy things. I mean, he was shakal bar the tumah. He actually took a slice of garlic and he used it as a sealing for a leaky barrel. Monach bebarza de dana, and he couldn't get the barrel to stop dripping, so he plugged it up with the garlic, and he claimed, a phony, litznaue kamechavin. I'm just trying to find a good place to hide this piece of garlic, because you guys always take it. By the time I get to my surah, it's never there.
What's the problem with
it? So he was basically, he was fixing the barrel.
On Shabbos.
Yeah, on Shabbos. Okay, but look at it looks like fixing the rabbanon. It's here, I'm doing. And now I
claim he was giving charm to the wine, garlic flavored wine. How was that?
The ozil v'noyim b'mavra. Then this is the most chutzpahdik thing he did, is he went to sleep in a little ferry boat, you know, and just happened to fall asleep at the time that the boat was departing for the other side of the river, which happens to be the place where he had his things in the fields that he needed to watch, you know. So he goes to sleep in the mavra. He goes to the other side of the river, the sire peri, and then he's taking a walk around all the peris that he's supposed to be watching. And he claims, what's the problem? I went to have a little nap. What better place is there but to be sitting in the ferry and to be rocked to sleep? My fault that the guy took me across the river.
Never asked him to.
Omar Lahu. So Ravashi said to him, Nu, Haroma Kamer, what are you talking about? A little bit of fake, right? It's a Haroma Nidrabonim. There's no Diraisa Malachi here. And since he's a Tzurba Mirabona, and he knows what's Osir and what's Mutter, a guy like that is not going to do it without harom. So no kilkul is going to come out of it. So what's the big deal? Certain haromas, yeah. We'll talk about that. Yeah, but we'll talk about it. We have, Saba Josh has to run. He has an appointment this morning. Go ahead. Notnim maim al gabei hashimarim b'shvil sheyitzulu. You can, however, and we talked about mashmeret not, but you can, even on Shabbos, put water on top of shmarim. Now, many learn, like Rashi over here, that it's talking about these shmarim were already put through a mashmeret, and they're sitting on the mashmeret. Others learn that it means in the barrel you can add water. And this way it becomes b'shvil sheyitzulu. This way the whole things become clearer, more wine now can drip out. That's clear because you added water to the mixture, so a lot of the junk stays on the bottom. Have more liquid. That's okay. And misananim et hayayim besudarim, you can also pass wine that's already clean, you can pass it through a sudar. So sometimes you put a little piece of material on top of the beres, like we do for water.
Cheesecloth.
Yeah, like a cheesecloth. Because over there's something that's already tzolu, it's okay. Like on Shabbos, you could put your Shabbos, your water, through a filter system. Because since the water is drinkable without the filter, it's tzolu anyway. So to make things additionally tzolu is not a problem. So therefore you could take the wine, put it through a sudar. This is not the normal way to be matzil yayin. Or put it through a kfifa mitzrit, which over there they had baskets, a basket weave. Would catch because of the things would get stuck on the basket. So you could put your wine through kvifa mitzris. V'notnin beitza b'misanenet shel chardal. You could pass an egg through a mustard filter. We spoke about mustard filters before. You can get thicker mustard or thinner mustard as the, depending on the usage of the mustard. And that's not a problem. The fact is that anything of the egg left behind in the mustard filter is as much ochlin as what passes through the filter. So it's really not an issue, Bichlal. Actually, the main point over there was to get color. It was a coloring thing, to get the mustard and the egg yolk to mix.
Eggs.
Yeah. Va'osin anumalin b'Shabbat. You can also make these mixtures. We've talked about the anumalin before, which you mix various wine with various things on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, b'Shabbos you could mix it in a cup, because you don't want it to go through a lot of tircha and tirda. You could make a cupful. On Yontav you can even make a pitcherful. On Chol HaMoed you can even make a barrelful. Rabbi Tzadik says you can make as much as you want, depending on how many guests you have. I mean, if it's evident that you got a lot, you don't have to make for each person separately. You can make a barrel full on Shabbos also if you have a barrel full of guests. Omer Ze'iri, Noten Adam Yayin Salul Umayim Tzvulin L'tocha Mashmer B'Shabbat L'no Choshesh. If the wine is already filtered, the water is clean, there's no problem of passing it again through a filter, because you're not filtering anything. Aval achurim lo, if, however, the wine, the water, has in it some discoloration, which now will be affected by filtering it, it's got junk in it, then you're not allowed to. Meisvei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, toreid adam chavit shel yayin, yeina ushimareha, v'notena tocha mashmer b'Shabbat v'no choshesh. Here it says, a guy can pour out a barrel of wine, which always includes some settled wine on the bottom, which is dirty, it's got shmarim in it, and pass it through on Shabbos. So you said only if it's already completely clear, but if it's achur not, but if you're passing the barrel with shmarim, it's obviously achur. So how are you allowed to do that? Tirgama ze'iri ben hagitot shanu. That is talking about wine between the Zman of the Gat and between the Zman of the Gitot, the wines are all basically mixed still with Shmarim, and that's the way you drink it. So once that's the norm, that you drink the wine Achur, you don't expect now to get completely clear wine. It's already, this is like not the main manufacturing period. So then it's considered to be that you didn't really do anything. Because the norm of the wine, to drink it, that's achur. He was talking about where you're looking for wine that's indeed available at that time, which is pure, which is clean. And then, enachinami, since people are makbid, so then you have to be careful not to do it any differently. So in other words, the shir is not the extent of the tzlilut, the shir is the extent of the norms of drinking. So if there are plenty of people who would drink this kind of water, despite the fact that you wouldn't, that's okay. Same thing with the wine. Most people drink this kind of wine. Okay, so fine, you want to make it a little cleaner. That's okay. That's not called the derech of sinun, which is why you can use the brita filters on Shabbos. Right?
Even if you wouldn't drink that water.
Right? Even if you personally wouldn't drink it, but it's certainly roy for most people for drinking. So we're not mocked it on.
Is this a stage in the manufacturing process?
Yeah, apparently.
Why would you change jugs or something and goes
apparently,
into
the I don't know, but I would imagine.
Yeah. Why during the other periods of time wouldn't it be the same?
Standard. People like, because that's what's available. That's how it goes. Speaking of which, I need another filter.
That's doable.
Okay. Misananin et hayayin besudarim. Amar Rav Shimi bar Chiya. This is only ubilvad shelo yaseh guma. You have to be careful, however, not to make a guma. Guma means, in other words, this should be right across the faucet. But if you make a place where it can pool, so it hangs a bit.
Like a funnel.
So then already it's similar to doing a real mashmeret. In other words, what we want to make it clear is you're just passing it through as it's going through. You're not really doing some uv to the chol. Yeah, you know, there should be no place in which it sits there. Yeah, exactly. So then it's like just a gauze, you know, something you pass it through. And b'kvifa mitzris, there's also another problem. You have to be careful if you're going to put the wine through a kvifa mitzri, not to lift it up. If you've got it over the bottom of the kli tefach, then you've got a problem of making an oil again. which we said was the problem of Mashmeret. That's why you don't make it, l'chatchila. So why would we be Mater Kvifa Mitzris? Point of the Kvifa Mitzris is the Kvifa Mitzris basically on the bottom of the Kli, not held over the top of the Kli. You pour the wine, you lift it a little bit to get up a little bit. Most of it passes through the sides of the Kvifa Mitzris. There's no problem over there. So you have to be careful with Tefach. Omar Rab, Hai Farunka, Apalgi de Kuba Shori, but Akule Kuba Osir. So if you want to spread a piece of cloth over a barrel, you can spread it out over some of the barrel, but not over the entire barrel. Now Rashi learns that the reason that you can't put it over the entire is because then it becomes an ohel. Whereas over half, it isn't considered to be an ohel, which everybody else said. That's crazy. Because we never made any of those nafkaminas before. All of a sudden you're saying that it's not considered to be an ohel unless it gets all the way to the mechitzas on the other side. Like, where is that from? So they're mechalik in terms of ubde dechol and so on and so forth. But it's not that we never found it in ohel that it has to be dafka matuach all the way to the other sides. Furthermore, Omer of Papa lo naharik inish sinaite upum de kuzi de chavita mishum de mechzik mishamaret. What they used to do is they would take sticks, which would work really the same way that the kvifa mitzris would work, junk sticks to sticks. So not for nothing is it called sticks. So they would take sticks and use them as filters. So you put a bunch of sticks up by the where you're pouring it out, and a lot of things stick to it, because you have a lot of surface area, and it attaches itself to the sticks. Says Rav Papa, you shouldn't attach now tzinaita, these little pieces of wood. Don't put that at the top of your pitcher, because over there, you've got a perfect misanein. That's how Rashi learns. Ein lecha misanein gadol mizeh. There's no bigger misanenet than this. There's a perfect misanenet. It's interesting that others learn it's similar to misanenet, because it doesn't really work the way a misanenet. It allows it places to attach itself to, but it doesn't work the way misanenet works in terms of size. It doesn't limit the size of what things can get through. It just has a tendency to stick. It's an interesting, it's a very different approach over here. So according to Rashi, it's mamish a misanenet. According to others, it's similar to a misanenet, which is what the Pashas of the Lashon Hara, the Michzik Mishamaret, Mashmeret. It looks like a Mashmeret. Now, the Veir of Papa, this is very, very common, this next case. The Veir of Papa, Shafu Shichra Mimone Lemone. Rav Papa, of course, were beer makers, and they had a lot of beer in the house, and they would pour out the beer from one cup into another. So when they would have the beer in the original barrel with all of the sediment, if you pour out the beer carefully, then the sediment remains behind. Now, lemaisa, there's no sinun that you're doing other than the tip, the edge of the cup that you're pouring from, and your own care to make sure that the shmarim don't get in. Now, this is very, very common, right? Because when you often will do this in soup or whatever, all types of things we do that. In liquid, you don't want the solid part or whatever is in there. So you, well, that's okay. The shadow of ice is really separate from water, but there are many people who mark it on that. I mean, if you have a pitcher, the lips of the pitcher that has ice, then it's basically meant as a sinon for the ice. But also in punches, you often have fruits and stuff in the punches, then it goes to the... If you actually make, you know, some of them come with a little piece over the top of the lip that prevents it, that is real sinon. But here it's just a question of being mechaving properly. So Amalei Rav Acham, Yidifti L'Ravina, but how could they do that? Ha'ika Nitzotzot, the last stuff that comes. I understand when you first start pouring. When you first start pouring, you don't get up to the sediment. So basically, you say, okay, so I'm pouring what I want, I'm leaving the rest behind, but I'm not separating anything. But the drops, when you want, you don't want to waste the drops. So you, what you do is you pour a little bit, you take your hand back, pour a little bit, you're very careful to get just what you can, not to waste, And you leave there, you're already being Isaac Mamish and Barira, aren't you? Nah, not by Rav Papa, man. Nitzotzot, the Beir of Papa, lo chashivoi, what do you think? The beer manufacturer is going to sit there over here squeezing the last drops out of that. I mean, he wants the best, he wants the top. And therefore, it's not a problem in Rav Papa's house. But ain't a chinami. If you would do it in such a way to get those last drops out, so then it would be derech of Barira. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tomorrow, but to the Lord's.
What about the wire?